Meanwhile, the leading negotiators from the US, European Union, India, Brazil, Australia and Japan held meetings in London and Geneva over the weekend in order to reach minimum consensus on agriculture and NAMA chapters just a week before the 6th WTO ministerial meeting to be held in Hong Kong next week. The results of the meetings were made public in a press conference in which the negotiators did not conceal the lack of specific proposals addressed at developing countries regarding the alleged benefits of trade liberalization within the Doha Round launched 4 years ago at the 4th World Trade Organization ministerial meeting. Just as it happened at the previous WTO ministerial meetings in Seattle and Cancun, a possible agreement to move forward in the world's trade liberalization will only be reached at the meeting itself because no agreement was reached before. According to Walden Bello, executive director of Bangkok-based Focus on the Global South, a thorough analysis of the document reveals that agreements have been reached only in 10% of the key negotiation issues, while there is a disagreement in 90% of them. At the closing conference, the European Union Trade Commissioner Peter Mandelson admitted that the meeting was planned to reach a middle ground, but there were only limited advances. In the negotiations on agriculture, one of the hardest ones, the US and other developed countries expect that the European Union will improve its offer to cut domestic subsidies and tariffs for the import of agricultural products. This situation lasted for weeks, although Mandelson warned in early November that the European bloc was not improving its offer and Brussels could not be squeezed anymore. The pressure over the European Union benefits the US. This country made public an offer to cut its agricultural subsidies in 60%. According to Walden Bello, the famous US offer to cut its global agricultural subsidies in 60% is actually deceiving. It is just a reduction in the permitted levels of aid and not in the current levels. It will not only allow the current levels to remain as they are, but it will also facilitate their increase, Bello said. Considering this scenario, the expectations of some trade ministers and negotiators of moving forward at the ministerial started going down. A week before the beginning of the meeting, the rich countries will try to reach agreements in key areas. On one hand, they speak about helping the poor countries by guaranteeing the entrance of their products to the northern markets without tariffs or quotas. On the other hand, they will try to agree on amendments to the World Trade Organization rules on patents and intellectual property rights to facilitate the access to generic medicine for those countries which need to fight epidemics.